of the postgame show by the head coach of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, Kerry Shepherd, after a tough 77-70 loss in this game. And it's the third game that the team has scored 70. Offensively, that number looks good, but there were a lot of missed opportunities offensively for your group, Coach.
Well, I'll tell you this, Jared. I told you at the beginning of the game, the more disciplined team will win. I can care less about the 70. If the problem is they got 77. We missed a lot of shots, but so did they. But that's their MO. They don't make a lot of shots. They take a lot of shots. And after a while, if you keep letting the team take a lot of shots, something is bound to go in, right? They're college basketball players for a reason. And the thing is, for them to have the depth that they did, I think some of our kids showed, some of them showed some grit, fought through some fatigue, went on a run there, whatever their number was called. But I don't care about the 70. The problem is the 77 for me.
It's tough when you look at a game like this and how it started and how maybe how early it was. I don't want to make any excuses, Coach, but from my perspective as a broadcaster only, and, you know, I'm not on the floor with the team. I'm not on the floor from your perspective, but it looked like, from my perspective, a lot of standing around in the defensive end. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take that on the chin. That's on me. I should have trusted my gut with what I saw during shoot-around, what I saw during practice. You know, as a coach, you know, you try to give your kids benefit of the doubt, but that is on me. I should have adjusted earlier. I should have been able to see what was going on earlier. So I'll take that on the chin. But like I said, in halftime, you got to sit down and have some pride. Again, I don't care about you trying to be Michael Jordan offensively. How about you be MJ and get a stop? And those are the kids that, and they might not be the most skilled, but if you look at that lineup that we had, they got it done. But you know, hey, just like I would tell them, I need to adjust and look back and see how I could be better, and I will be better going forward.
I thought your team got back to Mineral Area College basketball in that third quarter. What did you see from your group in that stanza?
Stance, talking defensively, bodies that's willing to go through the brick wall to go get a rebound, limiting them to one shot. But those kids that were out there, they were fighters. I mean, you got to think. I think that lineup, we had Lydia, PJ, Press. There's your three-headed monster right there that when it comes to effort. Elena gave us some good minutes in that group as well. And then Karma is a dog. All right, so you got four guards, but you think about it, two of those kids tore ACLs. They've been through some things. They're tough. Presley, no doubt about it, it's tough. Karma, when you press that right button, it's tough. And Elena has the athleticism and the coachability to just do whatever coach tells her. That was a recipe for success. They did exactly what we wanted them to do. So I wasn't shocked by it. I'm happy that happened for them, you know, because they need to understand that they can do those type of things and know that now that's the expectation. So that group, no shocker there, but those are tough kids, no doubt about it.
Kinley Norris snake bit early on in this season, but she came alive in that third quarter with three made three-pointers and late in that second half as well. Is that what she needs to get on the board?
Well, my thing with Kinley and PJ are kind of the same. If they see one go in, watch out. But the thing is, you have to shoot it to see it go in. So they understand that if you just get in, I sub you right back out, it's because you didn't do your job. I don't care if you missed the last three. Your job is to shoot the basketball. And Kinley Norris, she sniped for a reason. She can go the next 10 games making just one, but I know that next game she's going to be hot. And I think the good thing about Kinley is she's a team player. So she knows if she doesn't have it, she got a one more to Press, to PJ, to Liddy, those type of players. So she's very smart as well. So she's one that, even if she's not hitting shots, I still trust her to do what I'm expecting her to do, especially defensively. She's seen success in practice guarding different types of guards. It's about her having that confidence, not let offense dictate her defense.
Was it tough to get any momentum going with the amount of whistles that we had today, whether that be fouls or balls out of bounds? And
I can't get fined, so I can say what I want to say. Let me tell you, my kid got elbowed in the head, and they came to me to talk about watch her. No, if I got elbowed in the head, someone's catching one too. So I was proud of the response. It's not even about the momentum. The thing about it is, when the whistle was going for us, it gave us a breather. But at the same time, again, like I told you before the game, adjust. Like the girl is sitting there waiting on us, like Christmas is coming next month, and we still try to Euro step like we're Allen Iverson, and you make contact, they're going to call it. So we have to adjust, and that's what we were screaming. But they're thinking, waiting for the fouls. But I'm like, you're not getting them when you're with me in practice, so don't expect them right now. So again, the one of the keys to win for us today was being in attack mode, and I think we started off just thinking things were going to happen. Attack mode is I'm running you over and making them call it, and then you're going to think twice about taking a charge. So that's kind of what I feel about that one.
You got Trenton coming up on Saturday. What do you expect out of that game?
Another physical battle. Another physical battle with some craftier kids. I mean, because they played, I think they ended up losing by like 13, 16 or whatever they played last week. So we'll watch it and make adjustments to that. But I'm interested to see how we rebound from this. Film will be great. We'll get to see how we can be better. But the real competitors will show up. And that's the whole thing about non-conference. Non-conference is to weed out the ones that could, that think they can stand in the fire. I mean, our schedule doesn't get any easier. We go to Triton, then we go, yeah. Then we got John A, I believe, at the crib, and yeah. Then we go to Florida and play number one and number five.
I saw
so
that.
It does
oh my
it
goodness!
Again, but are you going to compete or are you going to go high? And that kind of tells me what kind of group I have. But it brings something out of them because it's not supposed to be easy. The things that I went in at halftime that we complained about were our lack of discipline and our lack of effort. That has nothing to do with offense. That has everything to do with heart. So for me, I could see the tougher kids, are you going to make that adjustment to do that? That's why that group was able to pull it back.